Hello. If you're able to, please close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Relax your shoulders. And clench your jaw. Take another deep breath in. And another breath out. You can open your eyes now. My name is David, and welcome to Mindful Moments. How are you today? I hope you're well. I am very well, thank you. And I'm starting today with the announcement that for the next 2 weeks, the next two Mondays, there will be no new episode. In 3 Mondays' time, so not next Monday, not the Monday after that, but the Monday after that, we will be back with our normal scheduled programming. I am going away once more. This time I'm going away on a family holiday and I'm going to Ghana. This is going to be the first time I'm going away with my family for 7 years. And the first time I'm going back to Ghana for 16 years, which is really huge, really, really huge. And as you can imagine, a trip of such a personal nature, I really want to go and be present. I feel like it's going to do a lot for me mentally and emotionally to be with my family for that amount of time and to be in my home country for that amount of time. I'm really excited for the things it's going to bring me, how I'm going to feel when I'm there. I'm going with my partner as well. So I just really feel, yeah, it's going to be a special time. And I want to be completely present when I'm there. One of the things that I resolved to do at the beginning of this year was take better care of myself in terms of resting and work-life balance. And again, I have to thank you guys so much because every time I need to take a break or there's a regularly scheduled break in programming, everybody is very kind, wishes me super well, and is very patient in waiting for me to return. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. 2 week break. And then after that, it will be weekly as usual for the foreseeable future. I don't have anything else planned or any other reason that I won't be able to record content in advance. These last two trips, I've really wanted to take the time just to process and to think because of course, that's how new things are created anyway. And especially this upcoming trip, I want my mind to be clear of anything work related so I can really just be present and live life. So thank you very much. And after this episode, see you in 3 weeks' time. But that's after this episode. Let's focus on this episode. Today I want to talk about traversing the same difficulties that you've had before, going through repeated difficulties, finding things difficult that you found difficult before, and how to process that and be kind to yourself during a time such as that, because that's something I'm going through right now. I'll give some context. At the moment, I'm finding it very difficult to keep to my routine and to stick to my routine. As you will know, having listened to me before, you know that I love a routine. A routine makes me feel good. A routine is one of the things that helps me most mentally. I've learned that, especially in the last 4 or so years. Recently, I find it so difficult to stick to my routine. And this is coming off the most disciplined period of my life. Last year, I'd say for 8 of the 12 months last year, I found it so easy to stick to my routine. I really felt like I was in such a flow and it was harder actually for me to fall out of routine than it was to stick to it. So it's been a long time essentially since I've had this problem of sticking to my routine. And it's created a lot of frustration for me, a lot of frustration with myself. I've been catching myself and catching my internal voice talking to myself in a way that I don't condone and I don't particularly like, in a very harsh, negative way. Why can't you do this? What's wrong with you? Which is completely wrong. In my opinion, in the way that I live, I do my best to never say anything negative to myself, which is another of my pillars. So, yeah, I've been thinking a lot about struggling with things that you've struggled with before and how that doesn't mean that all the progress you made and all the growth you made is erased. I have not reverted back to a version of myself that wasn't as good to keeping up with the routine. This is a new scenario in my life. I'm in now a new season where I'm finding it a little bit difficult to stick to a routine for different reasons than I had before. And I think that's something that's very important to recognize. The reason that I do the work on myself that I do, the reason I do the internal work and I examine my feelings and my emotions as I sit and I think through all of these things, and I even do this podcast and talk about how I think and feel about the things that are going on in my life. The reason I do all of those things is not because there's something wrong with me. I am not a broken thing to be fixed. I am not an imperfect thing that's on the quest to perfection and that will be filled and completed and made perfect by the work I'm doing on myself. That's not the reason for any of it. I work very hard at examining my thoughts and my feelings, at working on knowing myself and the things that I've been through and understanding myself so that I can find a level of contentment, find a level of peace, and be a positive influence and presence to those around me and those who come across me. Looking at life that way makes it much easier to deal with difficulties that I've had before. It's very frustrating when you go through something that you've been through before, a difficult thing that you've overcome before, and you struggle with it once again. It's very easy to think that you've regressed or that you suddenly become incapable of dealing with this thing or that you didn't make the progress you thought you made in the first place. Why am I struggling with this when I've made it through it before? Was I wrong in thinking that I'd made that progress? Was I wrong in thinking that I'd grown? I wasn't wrong at all. It just so happens that there are some things that are difficult in nature. Just because I've overcome it before, just because I've managed to make it through it before, it doesn't mean I'm never going to find it difficult again. The work that I do helps me to react better to going through those same difficulties, helps me to process the difficulties better. It helps me to recognize what the difficulties are and deal with them in a way that I know is healthier for me rather than suffer as I have before. And just because I'm finding the same things difficult once again, it doesn't erase the growth and progress that I've made. It doesn't mean that I'm a broken thing who is still broken and yet to make more progress. It just means in this season, I'm finding this thing difficult once more. The fact that I've been through it before gives me information on how to deal with it. The fact that I've been through it before helps me to know that I can deal with it and I can make it through this difficult thing. I'm not a broken thing to be fixed. It's not a further sign of my imperfection that I'm finding the same thing difficult again. It's just that this thing is difficult in nature. And I need to use everything that I've learned and everything that I've been through to help me to get through this problem once more. Yeah, it's a unique kind of frustration going through a difficulty that you've been through before and you thought you'd overcome and you thought you wouldn't find difficult anymore. And it's, I guess, another thing that I'm learning in life is that the same things can come back and be difficult. But I guess, you know, they say that life is peaks and troughs, and it's true. No matter how well I'm doing, no matter how good I am at dealing with certain things, there will be times in life where certain things will be more difficult than I'd expect them to be, or I'll struggle in situations where before I was dealing with it with ease and now it's difficult again. And that's not a reflection on me at all. That's not a reflection on, I don't know, it's not a reflection on my character or the quality of my strength. It's not I don't know, it just doesn't make me an incomplete person or not good enough because I struggle with something multiple times. It's just part of the journey of life. The reason that we try so hard to grow and to heal and to understand ourselves is so that we're able to better cope with the changing landscape of life, not to make ourselves perfect so that nothing ever affects us and nothing ever hurts us. It's very okay for me to find the same thing difficult over and over again. It's all in my reaction. It's all about my reaction. At this present time, where I'm struggling to find a routine, for the last couple of weeks, all I've been trying to do is do what's required of me. Do what I absolutely need to do. Take care of that first. And then if I have energy for other things afterwards, deal with those too. And try and establish a new form of routine. Sometimes the case can just be, it can be the case that I had a system that was working before, And for whatever reason, that system isn't working as well. And that's another thing that I feel like I'm getting much better at learning and understanding, that sometimes what used to be my ideal circumstances are no longer my ideal circumstances. This rigid schedule that I had before was getting the most out of me. Now things have suddenly changed and that schedule doesn't work anymore. It's about adapting and finding a new schedule. And in that time in between, things aren't going to be as regimented as I like them to be. Things aren't going to be as scheduled as I like them to be. But it's up to me to be flexible and to be understanding and to be patient and to understand myself and give myself time to settle into a new routine that's also good for me as well. And struggling with my routine generally doesn't mean that I've reverted. I think that's one of my big fears as well. When I feel like I made progress in a certain area, it's very hard to feel like that, or rather, when I feel like I've made progress in a certain area, sometimes I really struggle with the fear that that progress will somehow be erased. And any sign that I'm struggling with something that I used to struggle with, that I got much better with, makes me worry. It activates that concern that my progress is being erased and I'm reverting back to the previous version of myself that wasn't as good at dealing with that thing. I think that's another reason as well. I really try to have respect for the previous versions of myself who have been through certain difficulties and have had to learn to cope with things differently. I think it's very easy when you're trying to improve to be disdainful of the former self and look back at your former self and judge them for what they were and for not being as good at things as you are now, or as good as you are now at dealing with certain things. But if it wasn't for my former self, I wouldn't be here. And my former self deserves all the respect in the world for taking on those skills and working hard so I can be how I am now. So all of that to say, I guess, that it's okay to struggle with the same things over and over again, because some things are difficult by nature and life changes around us. We can sometimes think, or we can sometimes come across a formula that absolutely works, and then circumstances change and that formula no longer works. And that doesn't mean we've reverted. It doesn't mean the progress has been erased. It doesn't mean it's not a bad thing. It's just how life works sometimes. And in those times, it's important. It's important that we give ourselves the time and space to adjust again to dealing with that difficulty. It's important that we give ourselves the credit for having made it through that difficult thing before. And it's important that we believe in ourselves enough and trust ourselves enough that we are better, we have improved, and that we can deal with this difficulty now just as we've dealt with it before. And above all, it's important to remember that I'm not doing the work so that I can one day be perfect. I'm doing the work to be the best version of myself I can possibly be at this moment. And that's all that's ever going to matter, being the best version of myself at that particular moment, however that is and whatever that means. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. Thank you. Thank you for listening to that. That one felt really good to get out. As I was speaking, I was feeling a bit, I don't know. Sometimes I'll start speaking about a topic and I realize how close to heart it really is. And that's how I've been feeling today, talking about this. But then again, sometimes I listen back to those episodes and they end up being my favorites. So I hope that's the case this time. Regardless, as always, I deeply, deeply appreciate you being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. As I said, no new episode for the next couple of weeks, but in 3 weeks' time, we will be back. I will be consistent weekly. In the meantime, please take care of yourself. I hope everything goes swimmingly. And whatever you're doing this week, I hope you have a wonderful one.